You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Vidya Murthy, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Powered by the Salvation Army. Today, 100% of your donations will be used for Hurricane Dorian relief. To give, ask your smart speaker to make a donation to the Salvation Army or visit helpsalvationarmy.org, doing the most good. India's moon landing may be doomed. Today, India was expected to become the fourth country to soft land on the moon. The craft, Chandrayaan-2, used 8 small thrusters, 5 rocket engines, and a suite of onboard cameras to autonomously guide itself toward its landing location, an area between 2 craters just 375 miles from the lunar South Pole, which would make it the southernmost moon landing in history. All was going to plan until contact was suddenly lost with the lander 2 kilometers above the surface. The Indian Space Research Organization has not yet confirmed if the lander was destroyed on impact or not. Apple finally breaks its silence on iOS hacking campaign. Last week, Google researchers revealed an unprecedented attack on Apple's iPhone operating system. After a week of silence, Apple has finally given its side of the story, saying the attack was more narrowly focused than the researchers implied, was not a mass exploitation, and that it had been fixed months ago in a patch. Apple did not, however, dispute the details of how the campaign worked. And now for today's fast fact, 45 tons. That's how much the e-dumper, an internet viral electric dump truck, weighs. Although its weight is impressive, even more impressive is the fact that it doesn't need an external source to charge its batteries. It runs on regenerative braking. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.